producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, double duty this hour while I'm lecturing at, where am I? Tampa. Yeah, I'm lecturing at Abby's Health.
Where am I?
Yeah. You know, because you have to think twice about it because I'm on the radio and I'm lecturing at in Tampa at Abbey's, if you know what I mean. Only we can do that. Don't try this at home, folks. Yes, thanks to Jonathan Emord for holding the fort last hour with you, Super D. And I've got a special guest coming up this hour. Really cool. Anna Victoria Rogers, remember the author of Toxic World, Toxic People? And we're going to talk about, guess what? What are we going to talk about?
The Toxic World and Toxic People.
Toxic Boobies.
Toxic boobies.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Boobies are part of people.
Right. Yeah, implants. And some information, stunning new information. You've got a new article. We have it linked up. Check it out. We'll get to that in a moment. A couple of stories to open up this hour, though. Think about a litmus test for candidates. Also, if it's related to vaccinations, which you know that would be the case here, we'll talk about one of those vaccinations called the flu shot as it relates to another drug. And it's a pharmaceutical conundrum. Here's the headline. Popular, I don't know, it's not popular with us. When they say that, are cholesterol drugs popular with you? Oh, yeah, that's...
Well, not with you, but if you look at the population as a whole, unfortunately, they're popular.
Yeah. See, I never got into that popularity contest stuff. No way. Especially if it involves drugs. Actually, yeah, remember I was the drug kid. I was the pharmaceutically raised kid, so that was me back then, although not on that drug. So popular cholesterol drugs may make flu vaccine less effective. Now, now my first thought is, how can it be less effective? I mean, come on, seriously? That's pretty bad.
Oh, my goodness, it went from 13% to 10%.
Right, or 2%. I mean, my goodness, at what point do you go, that thing don't work, it doesn't matter if you're on a statin drug or not. But this article is a conundrum because, of course, they're of the mind that you still need to take your flu shot because it's the best thing you can do to prevent flu. But, oh my gosh, if you take statin drugs to lower your cholesterol, you might not get the maximum protection that flu vaccine affords you. That 13%, that whopping 13% of benefit is not going to be yours. Two new studies suggest. I don't know who they thought of. I mean, it's an interesting thing. Hey, let's do a study to see how well flu vaccines work in people who are on statin drugs versus those who are not. I don't know where they came up with that. I mean, it's bad. Maybe it's a distraction to say, we don't want people to know the flu shot doesn't work. We'll just say we can blame it on something else. Surprisingly, they didn't go to a dietary supplement, but they went to a statin drug.
Right. And if you look at the recommendations after this information comes out, do they look at anything other than, well, just keep doing it anyway?
Isn't that exactly what they always do? Yeah.
That's what they do. They say, well, you know, statins, we can't stop those because they've already been, like, shown to, you know, have significant benefits and decreased mortality, blah, blah, blah. And also, well, you know, you should also continue to get your vaccine because influenza is dangerous, right?
Wow. And when we look at this study, and we say, all right, let's use their own words in this article. Taken together, the results connect statins to a dampened immune response and greater odds of respiratory infection. Okay, think about it this way. Those who are taking statin drugs on an ongoing basis, now, do they do them like for a few days out of the month or a year, or do they take them every day? Statin drugs are taken every day. So it means you're on a chronic immunosuppressive drug therapy to reduce something that doesn't even cause the problem they say you may have if you don't take the drug. What? I mean, think about it. They're admitting that statin drugs suppress your immune system. How good is that?
Yeah, you know, this situation here is just fraught with all kinds of conflict because they even go on here to say that it's possible that pausing the statin use for a period of time prior to immunization might help prevent the diminished effectiveness of the flu shots.
Right.
Although that might be risky for heart disease and stroke. So it's like they're just like running around in circles, bouncing into the walls. We don't know what to do now.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, they say, look, we're worried about the cardiovascular events, but we're also worried about the flu. So you should just do both anyway, right? Our studies show not a good idea, but do them anyway because that's what we want you to. I mean, that's the behavior modification through strange admissions of defeat. We've lost this battle, but ignore what we've just found out and keep taking those drugs. Keep getting those shots. I don't, you know, there's no hope for the American people if they fall for this. I mean, we're trying. We are. We're doing our level best, Super Don. But if people still fall for this garbage, they can admit that they don't work, that the statins suppress the immune system. It's like, what does that mean? It also means that statin drug use long term likely increases your risk for, guess what? The big C, cancer. Statins cause cancer, and that has been positive. Now we are getting more information to validate that. The reason it is, among many reasons, is that it actually suppresses your immune response. But we also know that statins are very toxic to the liver, right? They cause all kinds of aberrant liver problems. They deplete your coenzyme Q10 levels in your cells, so energy, mitochondrial function, and energy is gone. Muscle weakness, rhabdomyolysis, is a big problem with statin drugs, and the fact that reducing cholesterol doesn't even prevent heart disease, has that ever crossed anybody's mind? No, because your mind has been lost to statin drugs that have induced Alzheimer's.
And then you get knuckleheads like David Agus coming out on daytime talk TV telling everybody that taking statins is the fountain of youth.
Right, yes. Okay, we got a bridge to sell you in New York called the Brooklyn Bridge, and people are still buying what they're selling out there. Let's see, the debates were yesterday. I don't know if you saw any of it. I wasn't so impressed. I heard Rand Paul's responses. I mean, he's doing his level best, but he's not really standing out, even though he's saying some good stuff about the budget, for instance, budget deficit, and the whole business as usual with the establishment Republicans now that Paul Ryan is speaker over Boehner, and they've agreed to sing, hooray, we're all cool and nice to each other, Obama, we'll let you raise the debt ceiling to whatever level you want to. And then, hey, did you see the I linked up in the Facebook post, maybe we should put it in the notes, but this little girl, kind of like what I remember Rachel Parent did for GMOs in Canada, a Canadian young lady who spoke out against fractional reserve and fiat currency and the whole banking system of Canada, which is pretty identical to our Federal Reserve system here.
Yeah. What was her name? I can't remember. Yeah, the Public Banking Institute. 12 years old. Isn't that amazing? A 12-year-old?
She knows more than most adult Americans and Canadians.
No kidding.
About the monetary system, monetary policy.
No kidding. 12 years old, man. There's some.
And I'll hazard a guess that she knows more about it than everybody on the debate stage last night in the Republican Party, besides Rand Paul, who knows a thing or two about this. So, 12-year-old child reveals one of the best kept secrets. Incredible about banking. So, go check that out. And
the one thing I did hear about the debate last night, that there was one thing that all of the candidates agreed on, it was they didn't like the way CNBC handled the debate.
Oh, that's important. Yes, you want to make sure that your presidential candidate doesn't like the way a debate is moderated before you elect them.
We all agree. We didn't CNBC. And one of the questions I saw that they asked the candidates, what apps do you have on your phone?
What? Yeah. What apps do you have on your phone?
Yes. Yes. Those are some hard-hitting questions,
I
tell you.
Okay. That's interesting and not
What's
not
your favorite color?
Right. Well, let's go to something that is interesting and I think applicable if you're going to vote. And I don't mind if you don't. Find out now if your preferred presidential candidate supports forcibly injecting your children with heavy metals. Now, that's something that's good. Jennifer Leah Reynolds wrote this for National News. And she talks about individuals' right to refuse a vaccine. And I think, you know, that's a good litmus, although, you know, we pretty much sort of know who in the candidate field is kind of a little bit on our side on this issue. But what you want to do is confirm their commitment to the right to refuse any or all vaccines based on informed consent, right? That is full reveal of all the ingredients, full reveal of all the potential effects, side effects, et cetera. And at that point, even if the public deems, oh, it's so important you have to get shot, you get to say no. You get to say no. That's individual liberty, and that's something that has been lost on every Democratic candidate, but most every Republican candidate, too, I imagine, although they seem to be a little better on this issue. But that's not saying a whole lot, as they, you know, they all fall over themselves to be sure that everybody knows, I am for vaccination. I mean, this is one of the areas you're not allowed to think outside the box, outside the herd. And if you do, you will be pilloried. Even when Rand Paul said, you know, listen, I've seen children profoundly injured with, you know, brain abnormalities after vaccination, he's pilloried for that, even though he claims to be full-on pro-vaccination. And RFK Jr., who knows better, comes on the show here and says, you know, I just want everybody to know I'm for vaccines. I vaccinated my children. I think they're very important. I want public policy to help the, you know, people be convinced to vaccinate. But having said that, then he goes on to do all the other things that we appreciate. And, you know, really respect about what RFK Jr. is doing. But the candidates, again, I just don't know. Here you have, I haven't heard anything from the Libertarian Party this time, much less a Constitution Party candidate. Maybe it's too early. But if you really want to vote for something, this is a principled vote on someone who you believe in individual liberty or you don't. That, to me, is an important question.
Well, I don't know what we're going to, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, the only person really that's running out there that has said anything that leans in that direction would be Trump. And I mean, how sad is that, right?
Yeah, well, Trump has spoken out about the dangers of vaccination, and he didn't back down. Even Ben Carson didn't back down in a sense, even though he's more pro-force vaccination. And Rand Paul, on principle, is a guy, even if he believes in vaccinations, respects a parent's right to say no. I think he's more committed to that than even Trump. Trump is just not principally on this issue, at least that I could tell, but certainly has a perspective based on his experience with other people and kids who have been injured. So in that regard, it's pretty interesting. Listen, we're out of time. Great opening discussion here. I'm in Tampa, and I'm not at the same time. You're on the radio with me and Super D. And, of course, coming up next, Anna Victoria Rogers. We're going to talk about breast implants. Did they really get clean and safe after they pulled the silicone out of them? That is the question. You want to find the answer? The links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
The SIG smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, my next guest is returning. It's been too long. I got to see her when I was across the pond in the United Kingdom. She has written a book, Toxic World, Toxic People, which is fantastic. I highly recommend for everybody to get a hold of. And her name is so cool because there's three of them, just like Robert Scott Bell. Anna Victoria Rogers is back on the RSB show. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you. You're so kind.
Does that mean like you said, they make fun of us because we have three names, and I don't think it's so funny. But unless they call me an assassin, then I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I think I found, because Anna's such a short name, I thought it was a bit boring. And you know, when you write a book, you kind of want to grab people's attention any way you can. And I thought the Victoria would give it a little bit of an edge, but
I think it's lovely.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely. So what are we going to talk about today? I know you have included so much in your book. We could spend day after day after day and never run out of topics. And it turns out you found another topic, and it's a big one. And women especially, pay attention to this.
Yeah, basically, I started looking into breast implants and how dangerous they are for women's entire bodies. And I only knew about this from a friend sharing her story with me, that she'd had implants in 15 years and the so-called safe ones, which we'll talk about later, which are actually not safe. And she developed systemic problems, you know, chronic fatigue. She felt like she had pain all throughout her body. She didn't make the connection for a very, very long time until she knew that one of her breast implants had actually shifted in her body. And then she started doing some research into how she was feeling and came across a couple of books and started doing heaps of research and then went, bingo, this is exactly why I'm ill.
Well, Anna, if I may, in the back in the 90s, people were becoming more aware of silicone as a mm-hmm. danger, silicone breast implants and the leaking yep. silicone. And there was the Dow Corning, whatever it was, big lawsuits yes. that were happening. And so they had switched it, apparently, that's what they claimed, to saline. Now, back in the day, my early homeopathic years, we actually developed a silicone formula that we were detoxing women from silicone mm-hmm. poisoning, if you will. And it's not silicon that we take as a supplement or silica, but silicone, which is different.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, okay, we've reformulated them. They're safe now. They're saline. No worries. So in this case of your friend that we're talking about, did she have that old-style silicone, or was it a saline?
She actually had silicone. And okay. Sorry, saline. They're called saline implants. And this is where people get really confused and misled. Okay. into thinking that they're safe, because when you look at what saline is, it's salty water, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So people have that in their mind, that I have these implants in, they're completely safe, they're with sterile, salty water. But the actual truth is, the casing around the implant is still made from silicone. And it's not just silicone in that casing, it's heaps of other ingredients. And the alarming thing is, no one can find out, except for the manufacturers who aren't disclosing the information. Mm-hmm. No one knows exactly what's in this list of chemicals. The chemicals in the implants. But what happened during the Dow Corning lawsuit, where I think it was about 500,000 women filed a big lawsuit,
yes.
they all eventually won. But sadly, I've since found out many of those women actually died waiting for the money to come through
right.
because the implants were made with the most shocking list of chemicals I've ever read in my life. When I read a book called The Naked Truth about breast implants by Dr. Susan Kolb, who's quite famous for bringing awareness to this topic, when I was reading the pages, at first I thought it was a list of about four really shocking neurotoxins. Then when I turned the page, it was about another 14 or 15. And from someone who actually has implants in their body myself, because I was very silly and naive and vain to have them put in about 8 years ago,
okay.
reading this list, it was probably one of the most shocking moments in my life, because the Dow Corning implants had things like, sodium fluoride is in there, acetone, different types of alcohol. There's xylene, which is neurotoxin, ethylene oxide, things like rubber solvents, phenol, benzene, lacquer thinner, epoxy resin, printing ink, metal cleaning acid,
Whoa.
Things like things like aluminium and platinum.
Okay, Anna, hold on for a moment. We've got to take a break here. I'm almost overwhelmed with what you're telling us. And we're going to talk about your article, The Ticking Time Bomb in Millions of Women's Bodies. We're talking breast implants with Anna Victoria Rogers, author of Toxic World, Toxic People. Links are up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Back with Anna after this break.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere?
Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, talking with our good friend Anna Victoria Rogers, again, the author of Toxic World, Toxic People, a shocking new article that she has up, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, breast implants, the ticking time bomb in millions of women's bodies. Now, Anna, we talked about the difference, at least in perception, of silicone, okay, they sued, Dow Corning lost, they paid out millions, although some women died before they even saw a penny of that, and then they reformulated to saline implants. And yes, the impression is it's salt water, which, even if that leaked, you'd say, all right, that can be absorbed. Realistically, it's not that big a deal. But then you revealed that the very casing around these things is still a silicone-based plastic of some kind, and that alone mm-hmm. is constant contact with the body. And now are you intimating, perhaps, that some of that long laundry list, and you may have more to tell us about that, may still be in the saline implants that they claim are no longer silicone? We don't yep. know for sure, but that's what I'm getting.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, no one is disclosing exactly what's in their implants. I actually emailed Dr. Kolb, who is the lady I mentioned previously, who's a plastic surgeon who removes implants and has done a lot of research into all the autoimmune disorders that are being caused by them.
I knew her from Atlanta.
Yeah, yep, yep. She's been interviewed by Dr. McCullough, and mm-hmm. yeah, she's doing amazing work. But she does not know, and I emailed her about 4 days ago asking her, is there a more updated list of ingredients that are found in implants? And she said, no, I've not been able to find it. So for someone like her, she can't find it herself. And if you go onto any of the manufacturer's websites, they don't say what's in them. So unsuspecting people, women who just want to feel better about the way they look, will look at these websites or listen to the doctors who are trying to sell them the procedure, and you just think these implants are just made with saline. So you go away thinking, oh, they're safe. But with silicone, it was removed from the market for, I think it was about 10 years, but in 2006, they brought them back on.
Whoa. On what basis did they say, well, it really wasn't toxic after all? We lost the suit, but it doesn't matter. We need silicone because, what, they are more natural feeling? I mean, what was the argument to bring silicone back on the market?
Well, they did some studies to show that these newer ones were safer. And I think the brand Allergan has brought them out, and they're called cohesive gel implants. Okay. And they're also nicknamed gummy bear implants.
Oh my gosh, that's just not right.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
So,
yeah.
I know, exactly. And these, some of the people that have commented under my article have actually said, oh no, the new gummy bear ones are fine. There's nothing wrong with them. But when you look
how
at
interesting that they choose a little candy that kids eat to be the nickname for these breast implants that they're encouraging young
That's
women
right.
to. They're not adequate unless they have larger breasts, so let's do these things.
Yep.
And how did they formulate it different? Do we even know what's in theirs? I mean, if you're saying we can't find out what's in the saline implants, do we know what's in the silicone that's back on the market, cohesive gel implants?
No, not at all. No one knows.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the only way we'd find out mm-hmm. is if you were working for them and you basically spied on how they were being made, or a court demanded to know what was in them. And that means it'll have to come from a lawsuit, which I believe will happen in the future.
Well, in Britain, you have a governing, let's say, regulatory body over this. Here in the United States, it's FDA and medical devices. I would think that would be available on the FDA's website, wouldn't it? If they have an ingredient list that was approved, somebody in the government agency knows it. So maybe it's a Freedom of Information Act request, or maybe we need a whistleblower like the CDC whistleblower, but for breast implants at this point.
I have thought about that. And the thing is, because of what Dr. Susan Kolb's been doing, I thought to myself, if she can't find out, and she's pretty good at researching, then how the heck can we all find out? So it's really, really disturbing, because women just don't know. I don't even think they list it on the boxes the implants come in when you buy them as a surgeon, because, again, she would have said to me, yes, I buy them, because Dr. Kolb still puts implants in. Mm-hmm. There's some women, even though they know that they have made them ill,
yes,
but they can't handle not having them in their body,
right?
Which
right.
I don't personally agree with, but I haven't gone through breast cancer and had my breast removed.
Sure.
So I don't know what that's like, or I don't know what it's like having naturally disfigured breasts like some women do. So I kind of understand their way of thinking.
Well, I think, though, the issue for me is always one of freedom, but it's also one of fully informed consent. You know,
yes.
if we were to say, we don't like what's in them, if we knew what was in them, and that we can communicate that to people who need to know because they're about to implant them, and they can make a more fully informed decision. I wouldn't stand in the way of a woman who felt, I'll feel better about it and I'll take the risk. That's just for me. I always, if I'm going to side on the side, it's going to be on freedom. But I don't want to do it through deception. We don't want to say, oh, these are truly just saline if they're not. That is, a dietary supplement manufacturer here in the United States, I'm sure in Britain, sold a product that was claimed to be one thing but was completely different. And on top of that, maybe dangerous. They would pull it from the market and try to prosecute the people doing this. And I don't see that happening here. They're enabling it.
Yeah, that's right. And it's really disturbing because there's already been studies performed on these saline implants, and apparently 60% of women with these types of so-called safer implants have complications within 4 years, and one out of five of those will require additional surgery within 3 years. And what's also very disturbing is many doctors, many surgeons will tell patients who come for a consultation and express interest in having them done, that the implants will actually last in their body for a lifetime. And I was told this personally about, well, it must have been 8 or 9 years ago now, because I had mine implanted underneath the breast tissue, which was horrifically painful. I mean, if people don't like pain to begin with, do not get breast implants because it's excruciating. But this is not true. No implant last that long because no one knows, and there's no studies that have been done long term. So to be told that you can have implants in and you don't ever have to have them replaced, that doctor has possibly given very dangerous and deadly advice to me, as well as many other women that I've come across. So these women are listening to that, thinking it's true, leaving them in their body, not bothering to have them checked, because again, the surgeons don't tell you, you know, there are some possible things that could happen, therefore we suggest you have an ultrasound or an MRI every few years to see if they've moved in the body or they've leaked or they've ruptured. They don't say any of this. So you go away just thinking they're in my body, they're fine. Once the initial sort of operation's been done and you start to heal, there's no problem with them. And then many women are becoming very, very ill with all different types of autoimmune disorders. And at first they don't know what's causing their sickness. And then when they start to look at this subject by chance, or if someone has mentioned it to them, then they go, oh my God, this is what's happened to me. And when they have them removed, most of these women will actually take a photograph, or the surgeon will take a photograph of the implant. And it is absolutely horrific what is coming out of many women's bodies, to the point where the implants turn black with mold, or the implant is so ruptured it doesn't even look like an implant anymore. It looks like it's just a flat piece of jelly that's been, you know, dissolving in the body. So, yeah, surgeons are lying to their patients. And the very frustrating and shocking thing is that these surgeons don't even know themselves what's in the implants, and they're also denying many women of their sort of stories and how they feel. They're telling them.
This sounds eerily like the, you know, the whole vaccine autism link, you know, where the doctors are not reading the inserts, they're attacking the people who are claiming there are problems, and you know, this is another parallel track, although this one is specifically targeted at women. And, you know, your article is quite comprehensive. If you want to see the list of ingredients that we knew of, and, of course, silicone back on the market, and as I said, even if it were pure saline, like they claim it might be, the fact that it's wrapped in a silicone wrapper, you're going to have that interacting with tissue all of the time, the risk of rupture. You have a quote in here from someone, Nancy Bruning, I believe, saying that within 4 years, I think 60% of the women, you know, have complications. That's not 3% or 5%, 60%.
And that's, as far as I know, only complications to do with, like, rupturing or leakage. It's, that's not necessarily to do with the autoimmune disorders.
Right.
And the scary thing is also having implants in can lead to cancers.
Yeah.
Interestingly, though, not necessarily in the breast tissue, but in other parts of the body. Which I've also mentioned in the article. But what I'd like to tell everyone to have a look at is check out there's a commenter down the bottom of the article called, I think his name's Tom O'Connor.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I mean, to me, he is an obvious industry troll mm-hmm. who has seen this article and been told to go there and, you know, misinform people. And he's trying to say that silicone is safe, that it's a natural substance from the earth and in its raw state, mm-hmm. I think it was. But now, because they've mixed it with other chemicals, it's definitely not safe. And what was interesting to me is I was talking to a friend today and she said, you know, when someone has a heart transplant or a lung transplant or a liver transplant, they have to take anti-rejection drugs for the rest of their life, because if they don't, they will die because their body wants to reject this new organ. Mm-hmm. And she said, why do people think the body wouldn't do that with implants? And I thought, that is an incredibly powerful and logical statement, because these things are not small. The reason why people have them in their bodies is because of the size. They want to have bigger breasts. So it's not, we're not talking about, you know, a tiny piece of silicone or saline. It's, they're huge.
Right.
So of course the body is not going to like it.
Yeah. Well, let's continue this discussion. We got about a little less than a minute before break. I want to hold you over to wrap up the show with you. This is too important. And I want to talk to you about prospects for removal, safe removal, because I am inclined to think that if you don't find a plastic surgeon who specializes in, like a Susan Kolb, but not only in implanting in cases of the disfigurement that comes with some of the breast cancer surgery, if they don't perceive this as a threat, that they might be careless in terms of how to clean an area, how to really remove the things that need to be removed. So when we come back from this break, we're going to be talking more about the removal, safe removal, if it is at all possible, of these breast implants. Stick with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues with Anna Victoria Rogers after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Absolutely incredible revelations here today from Anna Victoria Rogers. Her article is up, and we've got it linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can listen to an archive of the show if you missed it or have missed part of it already. My goodness, go to GCN or Syndicator Talk Network as well. Natural News Radio still carries, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and, of course, across the pond where you are on UK Health Radio, Anna.
Thank you.
So this article, again, it's shaking it up, I can tell, and it's very comprehensive, although it doesn't know what it doesn't know, and you acknowledge that. We don't know what the heck's in them. And I want to know. Now you got me intrigued, and, of course, our message is bringing the power to heal back to everybody, including women who have breast implants. And what if they decide the risk is too great? Maybe there is a rupture. Maybe there is an autoimmune situation associated with it. It's not just about going maybe back to the same plastic surgeon or even just a new one if they don't know and appreciate what this is all about.
I read this tragic story today by a woman who's in one of the Facebook groups. What I'll actually give you the link for that, because it's a really good place for people to start if they feel like something is wrong with their health because of their implants.
Yeah.
She had hers put in 19 years ago and became very, very ill and had them taken out. And she said she was a newly divorced mother, so had no money to get them removed. She ended up selling her car, had them removed by a surgeon who did not have a background in what they call explantation. He removed them basically just how he put them in. Basically, yeah, did a incision, removed the implant, and sewed it back up. Now, the problem with this is he did not take the surrounding tissue, because when you have your implants put in, the body will actually start forming like a casing around the implant, which I think they call encapsula.
Yeah.
So because he did not remove that, she still has silicone in her body.
Oh, my
because
gosh.
It's in that tissue.
Right, right.
So the poor lady thought that having them removed would mean that her health would suddenly dramatically improve.
See, there is a parallel between the amalgams, the mercury amalgams, because the dentists that don't know what they're doing just pull it out. There's so much
yep.
residual impact and additional exposure. And as you said, you're not cleaning the tissue surrounding it, which may contain some of the residuals and the disease processes that have to be addressed
yep.
as well. And, you know, if it were me, I would also flood that area with the silver hydrosol to clean it out too. But again, I know these surgeons are not fully engaged in this. So how do they find? Is there a database? Are there enough people like Susan Kolb that know this stuff?
Yeah, I actually have a link to Worldwide Explant Surgeons. It's listed in the bottom of my article.
Beautiful.
So people can click on that and find the experts in their country. I haven't really looked into the UK ones, but mm-hmm. in America there's so many amazing ones. Mm-hmm. And hopefully in the next few weeks we'll actually be able to speak to some of them. But what's interesting is, and this is what, you know, people who are pro implants can't sort of say anything about
mm-hmm.
in terms of if a woman is saying she feels these certain health problems have become very, very serious.
Yes.
And then when they have the breast implant removed and then their symptoms are gone, what does that say about what the breast implants were doing to these women?
Right.
And yeah, the stories are just out there. There's so many women, but they're facing so much denial. Even some of their friends and family do not believe that these implants are dangerous. And to me, I just think this is absolutely insane, because when you know what they're made of, approximately what we know they're made of, how can anyone think that that's going to be like safe for the body? It's just madness to me.
Well, you remember, did you ever see that movie with Al Pacino, The Devil's Advocate?
Yes.
At the end, he said, vanity will get them every time, right? You know,
yep.
you play on the vanity. And, of course, you know, the desire to look right according to whatever societal norms or
mm-hmm.
standards are overwhelming, particularly
yep.
for women, although there are men that address this in a different way. But I think that's something that this becomes a spiritual issue, don't you? I mean,
yes.
ultimately, that our
Definitely.
Comfort in
Definitely.
Our own bodies has to be more than just a physical issue.
Yep. That's so true. And what was very disappointing and sad to see when my article came out was when it went to the Collective Evolution Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So many women were saying this is rubbish.
Yeah.
This
they
is old
well,
information.
They didn't want to see it. They didn't want to hear it because
no.
they're stuck, and it's an awkward place to be. Anna,
yep.
you are such a beautiful spirit, and I appreciate you. Love you dearly that you would do this and put this out there. I know that people throw things at you all the time because of what you do, but not here. We appreciate you. Links are in the article there. Thank you so much,
yes.
Anna. Remember,
Thank
the
you.
Power
Thank you so
to
much.
Heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.